Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Getting a rather late start this morning compared to our usual broadcast. The snow kind of closed things up and I was able to sleep in. And unfortunately, I also discovered a furnace that wasn't working this morning. And so have a repair person coming, hopefully today. And my troubleshooting was not adequate, but it's all a good day. And if you can stay in and out of the messiness of the weather, that would be a good thing today. Today we continue in the middle of a week that is focused on taking every thought captive. And what that looks like, how our thoughts would change, but more importantly, how our actions change when we do learn to take every thought captive, making them obedient to Christ. And today we're going to talk about taking captive thoughts which unite. And Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, "I appeal to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought." Now, you may hear that and you think, well, right, how's that even possible? We are different people. We're unique. We think differently. We think about different things. Well, I suppose it's one of those cases, as in most cases, context is probably important. Paul goes on, and the difficulty with that he's addressing in wanting this agreement is that they've kind of chosen up sides. And they've chosen people that they'll follow. And he goes on to say, well, some will say that I follow Apollo, some will follow Paul, some will follow whoever, Barnabas, and on it would go. And there would be these divisions created based on a human leader. Sound a little bit familiar? It's happened over the centuries in the church. It's happened within our nation. It's happened around the world. We tend to gravitate towards those that we believe are most like us, who speak the things we want to hear. And in doing so, we set up these boundaries. And God tells us through the Apostle Paul, through his letter to the Corinthians, that none of these leaders died for you. None of these leaders have the ability to forgive your sins. None of these leaders are Jesus. And when we begin to set up people as the basis for our relationship with others, rather than Jesus as the basis, we're always going to struggle with unity. And God's desire is that we as His children, it was the prayer of Jesus that we would be one just as He is one with the Father. And that doesn't happen by accident. That doesn't happen by wishful thinking. That doesn't happen when we cling to our own thoughts, when we cling to the thoughts of people. It happens when we all cling to the heart and the mind of God. That the mind of Christ that is within us through His Spirit takes the lead. God's desire for every one of us is that we would learn to represent Jesus well. That we would take captive every thought, every allegiance to something other than God, and make all of those obedient to Christ. We have this unity of mind and thought, not when our mind and thought is identical, but when we listen to the same head, and that's Jesus. Later, Paul will talk about the fact that we are different parts. That if we were all the same, if we were all the same part of the body would not function. And he makes it clear that this unity that he's talking about is not a conformity. It's not becoming identical. It's a unity in submission. A submission to Christ. And obedience to Him and to His will. A submission to His command that we love and serve one another. That we care for each other. And that we respect. And that we live with a mutual respect. You see, we don't have to agree on every little detail of life. But God says when we take our disagreements captive and make them obedient to Christ, we discover that we have a solid link that ought to unite us. Today, as we live life, we're here in northern Indiana and much of this section of the country in the beginning stages of a massive winter storm. And it will be messy for a while. I was talking with an individual yesterday and about how, you know, in my day, we would have just gone to school and they were already calling schools off early yesterday. I said, but the times are different. People are, well, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous enough driving when the roads are clear and the sky is sunny and you can see everything around you. I'm just on my way to work yesterday and a couple miles, and every stoplight that I approached had someone that ran through a red light because they weren't willing to wait. And you add to that the mix of the snowstorm and lower visibility and inability to stop when you want to stop because you're driving too fast. And I understand that it's different. But what would happen if we had this unity of thought that we would look out for one another? That we wouldn't be those people that are only looking out for ourselves. That we would be mindful of how others feel, how they think. That our opinions would not be forced on someone else and theirs would not be forced on us. But together we would look at God's Word and say, how can we best represent Jesus? You see, taking every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ, says, I will live as God created me in His image. And I will love and I will serve. And especially in days like today when everything's a mess, I will look for opportunities. And I'll respond like Jesus would want me to respond. And I believe when we begin to do that as individuals, and we begin to do that as the body of Christ, that we find that we live with a greater unity of mind and thought. The unity that follows Jesus above all else. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has been poured out upon us and has called us to Yourself in equal terms. There's not one approach to You for those that live a certain way. There's not a different approach for those that live a different way. All of us come to You through the blood of Jesus in the same need for forgiveness and mercy and grace and the gift that only You can give. So God, today as we live life, and as life looks messy in so many different ways, may we take every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ in such a way that we do have a unity of mind and thought. And that unity is based on not the person that we follow, not the person that we choose to lead, but based on Jesus. And may our pursuit of Him change the way we look at everything in life. May it change the way we drive. May it change the way we work. May it change the way we play and that we interact with others. Today especially, may we be mindful and look for those opportunities to love and to serve and to represent Jesus. God, today may our hearts be turned toward You. May we set aside those dividing lines that we've artificially created. May we continue to hold fast to Your word as truth. But may our captive thoughts lead us to a greater unity that's based on our Savior. And may Your Spirit give us the ability, the power, the desire to live with a full submission to Jesus. A submission to Jesus that leads us to submit to one another and to live with a mutual respect, to value the differences. And allow each part of the body to do the work that it was designed to do. God, today as we live life, may we live in such a way that we not only look for those opportunities, but we make the most of the opportunities to lift up Jesus. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.